always got dyslexia, okay?
Dishonor on you! Dishonor on your cow!
Welcome, foolish mortals.
It is with deepest pride and greatest pleasure that we welcome you tonight.
The reference here is very obscure.
Welcome to the obscure world of Disney. You're listening to the Obscure Disney Podcast.
It's our belief that no detail is too small, no character cameo too short, and no quirk too strange to be celebrated.
And with new episodes every Tuesday and Thursday, why not get an annual pass wherever you get your podcast from, or find us at obscuredisneypodcast.com.
And see all of our fun patches at disneypatch.com.
Steve, I think it's very well known that I want a Disney house.
Right?
I've talked about this numerous times, but, and I'm sure a lot of other people probably have this thought process, that if you had the money and the land to just build a dream house, a lot of people would kind of lean towards like a Disney style house. Right. Don't you think?
Specifically a castle by chance?
Specifically, well, that's not my style. Mine
You're
would
not
definitely
that ostentatious.
No, I would just want a very simple haunted mansion style house. That's the one I would want. The California Disneyland version of the haunted mansion is like my ideal house. It has a full wraparound porch. It's got the wrought iron. It's full on like New Orleans style.
Yeah.
I love it. I love everything about it so much that I've looked up plans on what the inside would look like if it were a real house, like legitimately looked into it.
Yeah. This is our goal. This is why we buy lottery tickets.
Right.
Is exactly. To pay for this.
When I win $500 million, I'm going to build a haunted mansion.
And oddly enough, I would be happy with the little shack in the beginning of on the bayou in the beginning of Pirates of the Caribbean.
You would not be happy with that.
I'd be totally down with that. Just sitting there watching
a little rundown run room shack on the outskirts of New Orleans.
Quite literally, right?
No, thank you.
Give me a banjo and it's set.
You can live there by yourself.
But I was completely blown away and shocked to find out this week that Turkey was so inspired. The country of Turkey. There were some developers there that were so inspired by
not the birds. The birds weren't super inspired.
The turkeys. Turkey. Yeah. It just feels like Turkey could refer to so many different things.
It really can.
But there were some developers in the country who were so inspired by the Disney Princess Castle that they decided to create an entire village of castles.
Oh.
Inspired by the Cinderella's Castle at Disneyland. Can you imagine
that? That was such a mix-up. Is it Cinderella Castle at Disney World?
Sure, whatever.
Or Sleeping Beauty Castle at Disney World?
Sleeping Beauty. They're not quite as grand.
You're right.
Yeah. So apparently a bunch of people got together and gathered around $200 million. And with that, thought that they would build 732 individual houses, all of which look like miniature castles from Disneyland.
Huh.
This is going to be an entire community in Turkey.
Well, okay, so here's my first question.
So many questions.
Well, yeah. Was Disney in on this?
Oh, no. No. No, no, no.
Not at all.
No, and I don't know if they even officially said that they were Disney inspired, but when you look at them, they legitimately look to be like they are miniature Disneyland castles.
Are they pink?
They never got finished.
Oh. It's,
yeah, I'll share the links in the description below because, folks, you got to check this out.
Okay.
Like, these are the craziest videos. If you haven't seen these already, they are crazy. They are just like the little castles. I can't quite figure out how big they are, but they look to be 2 to 3 stories, basically.
Okay.
And like I said, there was going to be 732 of them. They ended up building 589 of these little castles. Didn't quite get them finished.
Okay.
And they never look to be finished on the inside. The windows don't look to be finished, so they almost look like little miniatures.
Huh.
Because all you can see are like drone shots of this place. All of this was what was going on.
Okay, so I'm confused. So literally this group of people in Turkey who decide they want everyone to live like a princess builds 500 plus castle houses.
Just short of 600, yep.
That look to be 3 stories tall, like little townhome-esque style castles.
They're all individual houses, though.
Right.
So they are reminiscent of a little village type thing. But their little castles that they were going to live in. And they ended up selling about 350 of them or so to like wealthy investors.
Because the moat extra? Did you have to pay extra for a drawbridge?
There were going to be some amenities and a American style shopping mall that was going to be down in the village for people to go and experience as well and whatnot.
Okay.
And they pre-sold about 350 of them. All of them have been pulled out. Like all people that are going to buy, essentially nobody, not one person lives in this entire village.
This castle village,
all inspired by Disneyland.
Okay.
Craziest thing ever, right? Started in about 2014, and they have since, you know, obviously all the investors have pulled out as well. So they don't have the money to complete them. Nobody's buying them. Investors have tried to sell them off as being, you know, they're now promoting them as being able to be subdivided into apartments or timeshares, trying to develop people to want to come and buy them this way.
Okay.
And nobody's buying them. But part of it could definitely be that I don't know much about Turkey geography, but it sounds like it's pretty far away from a city. It's often its own little area, you know, because they were going to build a high-speed train in order to get out to the little village of castles.
Okay.
Because, you know, that's how you do when you're at Disneyland.
Yeah.
Right? If you're going to...
Unless you're going by horse-drawn carriage, I guess light rail, high-speed train is the
would next be the best next way. Best way. Yeah. Well, and it seems very Disney-esque to be able to travel on a train to get home, right?
It's very monorail.
Completely that. Little parking garage down on the end. You just park there, grab the train home. Sounds amazing.
So here's a question I'm sure people are wondering. How much were they?
They were going to be just about $500,000.
Ooh.
So they were definitely targeting the wealthier Middle Eastern people that are connected with the oil money, apparently, over there.
Okay.
Apparently, this was their target clientele. Oil prices dropped and did all kinds of different things. And so a lot of people probably lost their money that way. Apparently, there's things going on over there as well, going back to 2014. So didn't really sell the way that they expected. So now they just sit vacant. They're going to have to do something with them eventually, though, right?
I mean, I assume they're going to have to tear them down.
No, they can't tear down the little castle houses.
Well, no one's in them. What are they going to do with them?
Yeah, great point. I mean, like, if it's not bank-owned property, if it was an investment firm that was coming in, you know, I mean, I guess going off U.S. standards, I don't know what it's like in Turkey, but in the United States, if it was backed by a bank, then a bank would then, you know, foreclose on the property and take possession back, and then they would end up selling it off at some price,
right?
You know, that whatever the price may be, whatever the current market, the value would support, that's what they would sell it for.
Yeah.
So you would think even if it was like $30,000, it would at least sell for something.
Right,
but I
mean, not close to what you'd want, I'm sure.
But at least they would be able to, you know, liquidate their asset, basically. But if it's being held by an investor, they don't have to sell it off. They can hold it forever if they wanted to.
Right. I guess I'm just...
Seems silly.
I guess I'm just kind of fascinated by this whole situation. I wonder if you could, as a private buyer, if you could go in and buy one and finish it yourself, as opposed to doing it with a construction company. Because there are a lot of, like, you know, here in America, we have a lot of people who flip houses professionally.
Yeah. I totally want to go to Turkey and flip castles.
Oh, my goodness.
Just kidding.
No.
I don't have $200 million to lose.
Sounds like a horrible idea. If we're spending $500,000 on a house, we're building the haunted mansion.
Right.
We're not moving to Turkey.
Yeah, and if you... They were going to make all kinds of money on it, obviously. If you divide it out, like, it was going to be like, it cost like $280,000 to build each one, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So they would have been making like $230,000 per house that they sold off that way. You're like, dang, good for you, investors.
Do you think that the inside was going to be as themed as the outside?
I would love to find out.
Like, are they going to have like stone floors and like big stained glass windows?
How fantastic.
Is it just like, the outside looks like a castle and the inside looks like a tract house that you would find anywhere else?
A practical living type of a thing.
Right.
I bet they probably have some, I mean, based on the turrets alone, they had to have personality, because
yeah. You can't have a turret house, like a turret room, that doesn't have some sort of personality.
As Reba says, do you know how many turrets there are in Texas?
Not many.
How many are there in Turkey?
Apparently over
587 is how many they have in Turkey. Craziest thing ever. But yeah, and I would imagine, obviously, now the fact that they, whatever situation they're in now, you could finish them off in any way you so desired to, if you had the money and the means and the transportation to get there and all of those things.
So we know that something happened as far as the economy goes. Do you think the main rule of real estate was ignored, which is location, location, location? Do you think that they were far enough away from everything that people even now are looking at it going, that's too far away? Or do you think it is just a mixture of all sorts of bad things that happened that ended up making them unpurchasable?
Okay, so if I had to really guess, it had to do more with the concept of supply and demand. Mm. They created way too much supply with no demand. like obviously that would be hard to get 580 people to, you know, families to buy these things at $500,000 a piece, US dollars. I don't know what they make in Turkey, but you know, if it's comparable, I have no idea.
Do you think like maybe the adults think of it as too much as like a playhouse? Like,
you do have to really question the long-term investment strategy behind that if you were to buy one of those.
Yeah.
Because if, you know, obviously you would just basically be burning money or just using it as play money at that point. Because if you're doing it for any serious realistic reason, you wouldn't buy one of them. And so I guess basically it was complete miscalculation on the investor's part for that reason. You know, whatever the case may be, I think it sounds like a fantastic over-the-top idea. And I thought, you know, obviously you could get some people to enjoy it, but apparently not. Apparently not enough people, unfortunately.
Well, yeah, too bad for them.
And then, yeah.
But do you think, another question, hypothetically. So, Disney built a neighborhood down in Florida.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think that that neighborhood would have supported houses shaped like Disney castles better than it would have in Turkey?
Do you think it would? Are we talking about like Celebration, the original community they built down there?
Yeah.
Another topic I love to talk about. Let's get into that one too, folks. But
it's not.
Do I think it would? I don't think it would support it, right? Like, because it's so grand and crazy. You know, and you just think that it's just an expense that you don't need to spend on a house, and people want a normal life at a certain point, right?
I think that's why people wanted to buy in Celebration, Florida, is because they thought it was going to be
living
a Disney neighborhood.
Yeah.
Like, they thought that Disney was going to be in charge. They thought the houses were going to be Disney-esque. I don't know what that means per se, but
Mickey's going to come clean your house for you each day.
Yeah, possibly. All the mailboxes are shaped like Mickey heads. I don't know.
Oh, that'd be fun.
But I think, honestly, if in Celebration, Florida, they had said, we're building a kingdom.
Yeah.
Come buy a house. There's enough crazy American folks, and I'm sure foreign folks, that would be like, yeah, I want to live in the Disney kingdom for sure. And then you would go there and it would just be castle after castle after castle.
Just like these are going to be. Again, the links are below. You got to check it out.
And you get like, I don't know, your own family crest to put over your door. And
how fun would that be?
See, I'm already selling you on it.
And I was sold as soon as I saw the pictures. I was like, this cannot be real. I paused it immediately and went and grabbed you and said, come look at this. Can you imagine this? And we had never heard about such a thing, right?
No.
Yeah.
It legitimately looks like a computer built community. Like, it looks like a very lazily built computer city all the houses look exactly the same.
Uh-huh.
And you're like, this doesn't even look real. Like, it's just a bunch of white turreted castle houses,
right?
All lined up together. And you're like, this looks like someone was building a computer neighborhood and just used the same model over and over again.
Like CGI.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, so much so that I didn't believe it when we first started watching the videos. And then I found some legitimate sources, like CNBC had articles about it and whatnot.
Huh.
And so then you're like, okay, this is really a real thing. crazy.
It is
what a crazy world. But I do have to say that in the United States, if they were to do such a thing, an experimental thing like this, what I think they would have probably done is they would have done the phasing of building out phased communities.
Instead of trying to do it all at once.
Yeah, they would have had the grand plan and they would have built 10 and then saw the sales, the sell-through rate on those 10. And then if they were selling well, then they would continue to add. And if they weren't, they would make the changes that were necessary.
Sure.
To continue selling them out and building them at, you know, as needed. So that they wouldn't have to build all 500
plus houses.
537 or 87. 587. Before ever really even selling one. I mean, they,
before even finishing one, apparently, because they're not even
done. Not even finished. Yeah, unbelievable. Yeah, and they did, like I said, they did have 350 pre-sold, but they were able to fall out of contract, which is losing their, you know, earnest money, essentially, I guess.
Well, it also goes to show that whatever they were planning on doing, they weren't holding up their end of the deal. And so that's why people are usually able to back out of contract, as if the other party is not holding up their end of the deal.
Yeah, because there's like no roads through the community even.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't think so.
That's where you need your horse.
Oh, see?
Yeah.
And the trains.
The horse and trains.
Fantastic lifestyle. If it wasn't so outrageously expensive to do it, like it could be fun, right? If you could figure out a way to do like an affordable castle on the...
Affordable castles.
On the hills of Turkey.
No, and I think if you did...
you would have guessed all the things I never thought I would have said on this podcast.
If you did townhouses that were shaped like castles and where, you know, multiple people lived in the same building and it was just shaped like a castle, it would be more affordable. And, you know, like I said, if it was actually near a Disney park, I think it would work really well.
Oh, yeah, especially for the timeshare community like it is and whatnot.
For sure.
Or I should say Airbnbs.
Yeah. But Airbnb. If you, you know, if you just build a random castle community, you better know that you have an audience for it.
Yeah.
Because I don't think, obviously, Turkey didn't have enough of a audience for it.
Crazy. What a crazy thing. You know, and you bring up a good point about the castle, though, that I remember there was a model home that was called the Mansion, and it was a townhouse, but it didn't look like one. It legitimately looked like a mansion on a hill, and it was broken up into four different townhouses.
Uh-huh.
And they were basically, it was really fun that, like, basically it was a really small townhouse all the way up to, like, a grand house. So as you went through your cycle of life, basically... When you first start out with your very first condo, you can buy one and you just work your way through the building. Huh. You know what I mean? Like, it really wasn't that. You could move out and move into a different one. But basically, it was like different. There was a different stage of life for everybody to live with inside the same house. So when you looked at it on a hill, you're like, what is that? Like, oh, it's the mansion. It's the mansion. It's four different houses built into one.
Yeah.
Great. And they were brand new builds. That's how they built it. They designed it that way.
And I think that would work for like an actual castle type thing. I think that would work, right?
So here's what they need to do.
Oh.
One castle subdivided out into like five different units, 10 different units maybe. Do the same thing with a haunted mansion. Do the same thing with pirates. Have like a whole Disneyland.
Disney, get on it.
So that the whole place doesn't look the same.
Yeah, like it would be interesting. Now here's a fun idea. What if you just built a neighborhood that had the same areas as Disneyland had? So you have a future neighborhood to the right. You have a fantasy neighborhood straight down the front. You've got a Frontierland and an Adventureland, and the houses reflect that area.
Uh-huh.
And it may not be like as heavily themed, obviously, as a Disney park, because that can get ridiculous. But if the general vibe is that way, you go into like, I don't know, the adventure area, and the houses are a little bit more island looking.
Yeah.
They have like more easy breezy colors, and they have lots of plants and greenery. And then, you know, you move into Frontier and the houses are a bit more Western. Is that too much?
I would think only live in future land where it's all mid-century modern. That's the only place I would live. I would not live in Frontier land.
No, I would totally live in Adventureland for sure. Or the French Quarter, obviously.
Oh, French Quarter.
That's where the Haunted Mansion
is. See, we can compromise just fine.
Yeah, we'd be fine living in Disneyland. The Disney neighborhood.
The Disney neighborhood's fantastic. I mean, and honestly, The answer is no. I don't think that people actually want to live their life like this on a daily basis.
I think you're wrong.
You really?
I think even, especially now and in general, there are people who would love nothing more than to live in Disneyland.
And I will say that this is really the big push in real estate nowadays is building resort style living where you have the community clubhouse, but the clubhouse isn't just a pool. It now has, you know, air hockey tables and ping pong tables and golf carts and a lot of other things. So it's like a place to play and enjoy and have a good hangout session with people. Like, I've seen places, I mean, obviously really high-end luxury places with like horses and theaters, like small theaters that you can borrow for the day, basically, you know.
Oh, nice.
Those are really high-end ones, but
yeah, well, it's going to
but be. Even in like the more standard ones, you see it. So I think maybe I'm completely wrong. Maybe this is what people are doing, is the resort living where you can go and have a churro cart in front of your house. Oh, I'd love it.
Well, see, and that's what I mean, though. Like, with the Disney neighborhoods, I wouldn't expect it to be Disney. Like, you're not, like, walking down Main Street and, you know,
the Dapper Dans are singing at me.
Right. Like, it's not.
I would love to live in a neighborhood with Dapper. And if they actually had an Old Town Main Street, because Old Town Main Streets are totally making a comeback right now.
Sure, they would have one.
You would have to have that you could buy actual things in.
But I'm just saying, like, it would be a functional neighborhood with just the general theming of the areas. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Instead of, like you said, there's not going to be a popcorn cart rolling around down in front of your house every day.
Maybe.
Well, you know.
I would do it.
If that's your job, I guess. But, I don't know. It might be fun. You'd definitely be surrounded by a lot of Disney fans. So that would be interesting to try to live in a Disney fan neighborhood.
Oh, it could be great.
It could be horrible, too.
It would probably devolve into horrible. That's probably what would happen. But amazing. I guess we'll see if they ever finish the castles.
Right. Then we're moving to Turkey.
Oh no.
Okay. Well, it's like I always say, I want to move to Disneyland, but maybe not literally Disneyland.
Follow my perfectly sculpted two-finger point to the exit.
If you enjoyed today's podcast, rate, review us on your favorite podcast app. And if you didn't, help us do better by buying a patch at DisneyPatch.com.
Always be proud of what makes you unique. And we'll see you next time on the Obscure Disney Podcast.